Cheshbonos about how to calculate zmanim. You had to have a calculator. I saw our accountant, Reb George, that was always like writing down. Yeah, 14.
We always had machlokes in the college.
About the zmanim.
Yeah.
So today we're also going to have a bit of math, and that is regarding the tkiyas shofar. So as we all know, that there's a mitzvah to be tokeh and to hear 100 tkiyot shofar. And then start, don't worry. Just a bit of a words of introduction. So we try to hear on Rosh Hashanah 100 tkiyot shofar, 100 blows of the shofar. But initially the mitzvah was only to hear 9. So how is it that we got from 9 until 100? That is one discussion I want to discuss today. I also want to discuss the different ways of doing trua, the different ways of doing shvarim, the different ways of doing shvarim trua. It's very, very interesting in Chevron after the davening. So beyond the tkiyah shofar. So if people want to be machmir, we had a terrific baal tukeh. His name was Reb Issel Zalman Meltzer. He was a great grandson of Issel Zalman Meltzer. And he used to do the tkiyahs with all the shitos. It took a long time. Davening to begin with started at around 7, ended around 3, and it continued even afterwards to have all kind of tkiyahs.
So
we had a long break before Musaf, which is actually a separate question. How can you eat before tkiyah shofar? So, sorry? If you do a break with Kiddush, so you're eating. So you have to eat for the sake of Kiddush. But in that case, that's really a separate discussion. Maybe sometimes after Ashkenaz, we'll see. Or here, we'll see. We'll find time to discuss it. And also what happens when a person makes a mistake. So as we know, sometimes the rabbi demands the Baal Tukeh to repeat this voice. Sometimes he demands him to go even more back. So when do we do all these things? So it's a bit of a cheshbonot, but hopefully we'll manage to cover these ideas and actually basically know what's happening during the time of tkiyah shofar. So before source number one, there is a Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Kama Tkiyot Chayav Adam Yishmoa B'Rosh Hashanah. How many voices does a person need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? How many?
Say sounds.
Sounds. Thank you. Thank you. Sounds, right. Voices of persons, human being. Okay. Thank you. So how many sounds does a person need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? The Shulchan Aruch answers, Teisha. 9 sounds. That's it. Lefi she'ne'emar, Tru'a v'Yovel, v'Rosh Hashanah, 3 pa'amim. All the psukim that discuss the shofar blowing of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So you have the word Tru'a 3 times. You have 3 Tru'ot. Chol tru'a pshuta lefaneh u'pshuta le'achareh. We also learned in the Gemara that every tru'a has to have a simple tkiyah before and a simple tkiyah after. So if you have 3 tru'as and you have before them a tkiyah and after them a tkiyah, so each tru'a is actually a set of 3. Tkiyah, tru'a, tkiyah. So 3 times 3 times you have trua is 3 times 3. How much is 3 times 3? This is easy. 9. Baruch Hashem. So because of that, you have the mitzvah to hear only 9 sounds on Rosh Hashanah, as he says. Mipei Shmuel amdu kol haturot shel chodesh shvi'i echad hem bin Rosh Hashanah b'yom kippurim u'yovel 9 tkiyot tokim bechol echad mishnihem tarat tarat tarat. So all that we need to do is hear Rosh Hashanah 3 times trua. 3 times trua. And each trua has to have a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. So because of that, you have to hear, sach hakol, only 9 sounds. That's it. That's the amount of sounds that we need to hear. So how did we get to 100? So there are 3 steps. Steps number 1, how we got from 9 to 30 sounds. And how we got from 30 sounds to 60 sounds. And how we got from 60 sounds to 100 sounds. We'll see that. Okay. So how did we get from 9 to 30? The Mishnah says in source number 1, this is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says that the Shi'ur Trua Kishalosh Yevavot. How long is the Trua? The length of a Trua is like hearing 3 Yevavot. 3 Yevavot. We'll soon see what these Yevavot actually are. The Gemara asks in source number 2. You have your 2. Thank you. So shiur tru'a kishlosh yevavot, v'hatanya shiur tru'a kishlosha shvarim. Wait a second. The Mishnah says the length of the tru'a is 3 yevavot, and then we have here a brisa saying that the tru'a is shalosh shvarim. So wait a second, is it Shvarim? Is it Trua? Says Abaye, you know it's actually a machlokes. Omar Abaye, behava dai pligi. It's a machlokes. Dichtiv yom Trua yalachem. The Torah says that we have to have a day of Trua. Umetargiminan, yom yevava yehelachon. We have to have a day of yevava. Uktiv beimed Sisra, bebad achon ishkafa vateabiv em Sisra. And also regarding the mother of Sisra, when she was waiting for her son Sisra, he was the minister of the military, I think of Knan, if I'm mistaken, right? They were against Dvorah Neviah, and she was crying, so it's a day of cry. But the question is, how does a person cry? Mal savar genuche ganach. Umal savar yeluye yelil. The voice of the Teruah is the voice of a cry. But how does a person cry? Is he gonach or is he meyalel? Rashi says, is he gonach? Kedam gonach milibo, kederech hacholim shema'arichin begnichotihem. Yeluye yelil, kedam bocher mekonen, kolot ktsarim smuchim zulazo. So a person cries either one of two ways. Either he's gonach, three long cries, or it's yelala. Short sounds of cries. That's the way a person cries. How is he crying? A long three, or is he crying? Since it's a machlokas, we don't know how to do. We don't know if this yevava has to be like a shvorim, like what we call today shvorim, tu, 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 or maybe it has to be like a trua, tu, 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 tu. So we don't know how the trua is. Is it like shvorim or is it like trua? In source number 4, Rabbi Abau says, you know what? It could be either like Shvorim, tu, tu, tu. It could be either like Trua, tu, 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 tu. But you know what? I think we should also do Tkia, Shlosha Shvorim, Trua, Tkia. We should do what we call today, Tashrat. Tkia, Shvorim, Trua, Tkia. Why? I ask him, I don't get it. Rabbi Abau, what do you hold? Do you hold that the Trua is like Shvorim? Tu, tu, tu? Or do you hold it's like Ayelala? Tu, 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 tu? So says Rabbi Abau, you know what? It could maybe be both. Because certain people cry both of them together. They both are Gonach and both are Miyalel. They both cry, and also, So says Rabbi Abau, since it's a safek, you know what I do? I do everything. I have a set of tkia, shvorin, trua, tkia, three times. So it's four voices. Tkia, shvorin, trua, tkia. Three times. Four times 12. And four times three is 12. I have a set of tkia, shvorin, tkia, which is three times three, nine. That's right, 12 plus 9 is 21. And I also have a three times set of tkia, trua, tkia. That is another 9. So 12 plus 9 plus 9 is 30. So according to Rabbi Habahu, we got from 9, and the Gemara, we got from 9 to 30. How? Because we don't know what the voice of trua is. We don't know what it is. Maybe it is, as we call today, shvorim, tu, tu, tu. Or maybe it is, as we call today, trua, tu, 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 tu. Or maybe it's both of them together, tu, 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 tu. So because of that, we extended the amount of sounds from 9 to 30. Is this clear? Oh, we'll see that soon. But the Rishon asked, how does a person cry when he does both Ginuach and Yilul? Is he breathing in between or not? That's more or less machlokas. But that's regarding the Shvorin Trua. That we'll discuss later on. So,
is there a reason to put there Trua Shvorin?
Sorry? So the Gemara asks, wait a second, so in that case, maybe you should do also Trua Shvorin? He says, no. Usually the person has, so he says, Ihachi lavin ami ipcha. The Gemara asks, let's do the opposite. Tkia, Trua, Shvorin Shvorin Tkia. Maybe he starts with the tu 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 tu. No, he says stama de milta ki mitra vinish milta bereish ganach behadar yelil. The pashtus is if you see a person crying, usually how does he cry? Starting with the long and then goes to the short. Okay, so because of the suffix, we don't know what a trua is. We do everything together, and that's how we got from 9 to 30. There's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim brought in the Beis Yosef in source number 5. They ask, wait a second, Rabbi Abau, it could not be that you invented the wheel. I mean, what did your father do? What did your grandfather do? Until Rabbi Abahu came and said, listen, we don't know what a teruah is, so you have to do everything. So in that case, what did your father do? Your grandfather? What did previous generations do? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? You're the first person who says, you know what? No one in the world knows how a teruah is. It's either this, or either this, or that. You have to do all of them in order to be Yotze. It's similar. You have many questions like that. You have many questions like that. A bunch of things. How did you do that? So there are two approaches to this question. The Rosh, Ran, and the others say that Rabbi Abahu, in the Chinami, he didn't actually do such a big chiddush. They say, halach lemaisa, every trua is a kosher trua. If you only hear 9 times, tkiya shvon trua tkiya, or, sorry, that's right, 12. Or 9 times, tkiya shroin tkiya, or tkiya trua tkiya. If you hear that 3 times, that is enough. Each minhag is a valid minhag. Each one is 100% okay. It's kosher. Rabbi Abahu says, listen, I don't want to have so many different minhagim in the world that the Ashkenazim are going to do tkiya shroin trua tkiya, and the Sephardim are going to do tkiya shroin tkiya, and the Timanim are going to do tkiya trua tkiya. I want to bring all the minhagim together. I want to bring them all together, and we're all going to have one set minhag. So says Rabbi Yosef, that's what he did in the Chinami. His grandfather did either this minhag, and his great-grandfather did maybe that minhag. But now Rabbi Abahu says, I want everyone to do the same thing. And that's why he brought together all these things. However, the Rambam says, but in the second paragraph in source number 5, אבל הרמב"ם משמע שאינו סופר כן, אלא ספק בעיקר הדין הוא שנסתפק עם התורה. He says, you know what? It happened that throughout the generations, people really forgot how the sound of Teruah is. They don't really know how it is. You know, it makes perfect sense. Like today, ask a Chosid, an Ashkenazi, and a Sephardi, how to say Shem Hashem. So each of them will say differently. So what happened? We forgot? Yes, it happened that throughout the generations, some people pronounce kamatz as ah, some people pronounce the kamatz as all, and some people pronounce the kamatz as oh. It happens if after so many years in golos and in exile, so things have changed. You have all kinds of different things. We don't know what the real voice is. So says the Rambam. Indeed, Rabbi Abahu says, listen, I want every single person to for sure be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, so I want everyone to hear all sounds possible. One of them is right, but the rest are wrong. So according to the Rambam, indeed, according to Rabbi Abahu, yes, my grandfather could very much be that there's a 30% chance he didn't get it right. My grandfather, the same thing. I want everyone to be yotze the same, to be yotze the chovah, so because of that, I want everyone to hear all the voices possible. There is enough kamina between these two approaches, right? According to the first approach, every single minhag is actually a valid minhag. So let's say there is a shaliach chabad that is going around people at times of COVID lo aleinu. So people were in their house. Person has to go around, wants to help others and hear tkiyah shofar. How many voices do they have to hear? According to the first opinion, it doesn't matter. It can be 3 times. Tkiya tuot tkiya. It can be 3 times tkiya shvorim tkiya. That'll be enough because the mice in Iker Adin, he's fulfilling the mitzvah that was, one of them is right. Sorry, all of them are right. So it is okay. But according to Rambam, if you want to be a big tzad, you can help others to for sure fulfill the mitzvah. You have to blow for them 30 sounds and not 9 sounds. That could be a potential afkamina between the Bais Yosef, between the Rosh and the Ran and the Rambam. Yes. Yes. No, because you're trying to do it. If a person is trying to fulfill the mitzvah and he got it wrong, so it's not a hefsek. He's trying to do it. He's trying. If I try to blow the shofar, it's not going well. It's a hefsek? No, I'm still busy with the mitzvah. So I don't think it's a hefsek. I don't think it's a hefsek. I think it's fine. So,
he's thinking that he didn't make about half an apple and a half an hour later, you take a bite out of the apple.
Yeah, but if a person is trying to bite the apple, for some reason he's not managing to, I don't know why, but he's trying to bite it, but it's slipping from his hand from here to here to here, and he can't take a proper bite, he's still busying himself with it, it's not a hefsek. If he's busy with the mitzvah, I don't think this is considered to be a hefsek. So, halacha lemaise, not halacha lemaise, but how is it that we got from 9 to 30? Because again, according to Torah, three sets of tkiya, trua, tkiya. But what is trua? I don't know what it is. So misafik, I'm doing tkiya shvorim tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya shvorim trua tkiya, and then all these things together, and by that I got to 30 sounds of tkiya shofar. One second. That is source number 7. Very good. Very good. In source number 6, the second step is, how is it we got from 30 to 60? So in source number 6, the Gemara asks, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Lama tokim b'Rosh Hashanah? Why did you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Asks the Gemara, Lama tokim? Chachmana amar tiku. What is the rationale of the mitzvah? What is Tam HaMitzvahs? The Torah says, tiku. So that's why we blow the shofar. No, you didn't understand my question. Ela lama meri'im? Why are we doing trua? Meri'im? I don't get it. Chachmana amar zichon trua. The Torah says, have a trua. No, you didn't understand my question. Ela lama tokim umeri'im? Kshehem yoshvim, v'tokim umeri'im kshehem omdim. As we all know, we blow the shofar numerous times, but there's the blowing of the shofar before Masaf. That is called tkiot de meyushav, because the tkiot de meumad is the tkiot which is part of the Shmoneh Esrei, either the silent one or the Chazal Shashatz, but it's according to the order of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. So why do we have both when we're davening, b'amida, and also b'yeshiva before the amida, during the time before Musaf? Why do we have both? Answers the Gemara, k'dei le'arbev et ha-satan. In order to confuse the Satan, in order to mix him up, le'arbev et ha-satan, Rashi explains, how are you actually confusing the Satan? So he says that once we're busying ourselves with mitzvahs constantly, so the Satan cannot say any words against the Jewish people, Tosfot says that the reason why we're blowing the shofar again and again, because, as we'll know, in the future, latid lavo, in times of Mashiach, so they're going to blow the shofar, and then Mashiach is going to come. So Satan thinks that Mashiach is coming, so in that case he'll be confused, he won't say anything. That's why we blow the shofar once again. But anyways, why do we double our shofar blowing from 30 to 60? La'arbev to Satan. So we had 9, it went up to 30 because of the safek, it doubled itself to 60 because of la'arbev to Satan. That's how we got to 60. he's not learning the lesson never, right? What's happening here? He has a short memory. But you know what? Maybe it's a musar. According to Tosfot, the Satan believes that yes, Mashiach will come every single day. So maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, but there's a very big chance that Mashiach is coming. He has a bigger emunah than we have. So maybe because of that, he's confused. He's expecting Mashiach. He knows he's coming any moment now. Also, maybe he doesn't have a calendar, so he doesn't know today. So shut up. That could also be a possibility. But Tosfot says that this is in Aruch, one of the Rishonim, that they say that we ultimately say hear 100 sounds. Keneged mea pe'iyot de pai ima de Sisra. That because the mother of Sisra, she cried 100 cries over her son, so we too are crying 100 cries to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course, there's a lot of drushim about this. What is the connection? Why are we learning from the mother of Sisra? Is the 100 sounds of the shofar protecting against the koyach of her crying? Or maybe we are inspired by her crying, but nevertheless, because of the mother of Sisra, we got to 100. So again, how do we go from 9 to 100? The Torah says 9. Misafik, we say 30, because the Satan we do both before and after Muslims, because that is 60, and we add more to get to 100 because of the Satan, because of the mother of Sisra. That's it. And because of that, it's not so important to get to 100. I mean, of course, try to hear every single one. If a person is sick or bedridden or something like that, so don't blow 100. 30 is more than enough, It is enough. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so whenever Rabbi gets up at the end of davening, or before, kids remember, just don't talk until after.
No, because we're machmir. We want every single blowing of the shofar to connect with the bracha.
I'm for sure you're using my mitzvah.
Yeah.
So whether I talk or not, it's not going to affect anything. It's going to be okay.
Exactly. This is the conspiracy of rabbis. How are people going to be quiet that Rosh Hashanah is so long? 100 voices of the sounds of the shofar. That's a conspiracy.
It's almost like he's saying that don't, because you're
Lemaise, of course, the 30 tkios is enough. I would advise to have the 30, which is also a musaf, because that is actually the main tkiat shofar, more than the miyushav. The me'umad, which is part of the malchus, zichronos and shofros, is actually more important than the miyushav. So I would say, wait. What? No, but also the ones which are on the chasos shatz. So in that case, you have already 90 in the Sephardi. So that's what you have. Ashkenaz is 60. But, you're right. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but why not? If you could actually have another tkiah shofar, just connect to the bracha, so it's good. If you want to be dafka talk of Rosh Hashanah, be my guest. I wish you a good year. A good geben shiur. I'll tell that to the Rav, and he will consider to say, start schmoozing after 30, it's okay. Go for it. Lemaise, when my wife was pregnant, she couldn't come to shul, so we blew for her shofar, so it was only 30. And she had a bracha. I think she made a bracha. She was Ashkenazi. She made a bracha. And she only heard 30. And during COVID, people went to build houses. They only to hear 30. That's what they do in the Chinami. And they say a bracha, and that's enough. And they fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. So that is how we got from the number 9 to number 100. Now I want to go through the different sounds of the shofar. So let's start. What is actually a trua? What is a trua? Now, I'm not discussing that, whether it's Shvorim Tuor or Shvorim, our Chua. How do we do it? Okay? This is a bit mathematical. Let's try to concentrate. The Mishnah says, actually, that was a bad introduction. The Mishnah says in source number 8, Shiot Tkia Kishalosh Truot. Okay? The Tkia is 3 Truot. The Mishnah also says, following, I'm not sure if this is a Mishnah or actually a Gemara in source 10, Shiut Trua Kishalosh Yevavot. It's about, I won't get into Machlokes, that there's a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Braisa, not so important, but Lemaisa, the length of your Tkia should be like the length of how long you do the Trua. How long do you do the trua, right? This is an important given to know. That each tkia has to be in the length of what's in between. So you have a shvorim tour which is longer, the tkia has to be longer, okay? If you have tkia, so the trua is, whatever, how long it is, tkia has to be like that. Okay. How much is a trua? How much is a trua, says the Mishnah. It is a Mishnah, sorry. Shi'u trua kishalosh yevavot. Rashi says, Shalosh Yevavot, Shalosh Kolot Be'alma, Kol Shehu. According to Rashi, what is Trua? Tu-tu-tu. That's it. 3 short sounds of the shofar, that's it. That is Trua. Tu-tu-tu. That is. So the Tkia of the Trua has to be the length of Tu-tu-tu. How much is this? I don't know, half a second? The Tkia should be half a second, quarter of a second, I don't know how long it is. The time it takes you to do. That is the Shita of Rashi. Only 3. Do, that's enough. That's it. What? Oh, that's the question of the Rishonim. And they ask a stark question. A very, very strong question. Why? Because Shvorim has to be more than a 2, right? It has to be. A 2 is called Tumitin. Okay? So a Tumitin. Each 2 is called Tumitin. That's just how to use the halachic terms. So if a trua is 3 Tumitin, the tkia is a regular tkia, but the amount of time of 3 Tumitin. So how long will be a shvorim? 2 Tumitin, right? Because if it's only, a shvorim is 3 times something. What is that something? If it's a 3 times 2, that's a trua, right? So it has to be 3 a short blasts of 2 Tumitin. The amount of time of 2 Tumitin. So in that case, the Tosfot asks, wait a second, this is very, very hard to actually be mechaven to have the exact amount of time. Again, a tkia is a blast that takes the time of 3 Tumitin. The time of doing 3 Tumitin, that's a one long blast that takes us to do 3 Tumitin. A trua is 3 Tumitin. So you have to have shvorim to be in between them. If it'll be three tumitin of two, it's three tkiyas. It's not three shvarim, it's three tkiyas. So ask the Tosfot, whoa, this is, according to you, Rashi, this is very, very hard. If a tru'ah is only two, so that case, shvarim has to be the amount of time exactly of two tumitin. Because if it'll be longer, it'll be three tkiyas. It won't be three shvarim. If it'll be shorter, like a tru'ah, it'll be a tru'ah. So says Tosfot, that is very, very hard, Rashi. Okay? Is his question clear? That's your question, I think. That's the question of Tosfot. So he says, according to the Shita in source 12, because of that, there's another, Tosfot brings another opinion, and that is the Shita of Riva and Rivam, and they say no. When the Mishnah says a Trua is three Yevavot, each Yevava is the amount of time of three Tumitin. Okay? So in that case, each Yevava is two. Three times two is nine times two. Two. I don't know if it's nine, but that is Trua. So Tosfot, that's what we actually usually do, is how do you do Trua? Not three twos, nine twos at least, two. That is according to Tosfot. And in that case, it makes much more sense. The tkia has to be the length of nine, and the shvarim is somewhere in between. It makes more sense. It doesn't have to be so. If it takes you a second or 2 seconds to do a trua, so the tkia has to be 2 seconds, shvarim has to be three times of a second, three times of half a second. Right? That's the way to do it. So, again, there's a machlokas Rishonim, and it's also brought halacha lemaisa. This machlokas in source 13. How do you do trua? So says the Shulchan Aruch, shiur trua kishelosh yevavot, dainu shlosha kochot be'arma, three blows, three short blows, kol shehu, v'hem nikreim trumitin. Ulefiza tzirich yizher shelo yarich b'shever kishlosha trumitin, shimken atzem miklal shever, v'nasa tkiya. So in that case, in Shvarim, you are in big trouble. But then he says, the Shulchan Aruch, yesh omrim, ששיעור יבבה שלושה תרומתין, ושיעור תרועה כשלושה יבבות, שהם תשעה תרומתין. So in that case, the true is 9, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and the tkiah has to be that length. In that case, the Shvarim is not a problem. And as we all know, when the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh omrim, and yesh omrim, yesh ויש halacha ki yesh. The second yesh, that is the halacha. So we should try to do trua like the second opinion to have nine tumitin, and the tkiya has to be that same amount as well. Okay, so that is regarding the trua. You have the shita of Rashi two, you have shita Tosfot two, and we'll see now soon another shita. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's brought in the middle of source 13. Yachol la'arich b'kama shirtzeh. If you want to have more than 9, you'll do a long trua. You could do that. So that's Shulchan Aruch, you could do that. In the Piskei Teshuva, it's brought that the Baal Tanya and the rabbis of Chabad, so they were very, very makpid to have long truos. Bein mem bet le'ayin bet yevavot. Wow. Between 42 to 72 twos. Very, very long. והיו מקפידים שהתקיעה לאחריה תהיה גם כן ארוכה בהתאם לשברים לתורה בתקיעה הראשונה. So if they had indeed 72 twos, so the תקיעה, they were trying for it to be the same length as the 72 twos. So let's say they had a 72 twos for, I don't know, a minute. So the תקיעה has to be a long תקיעה to be like their תרועה. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what was that Dola. You're right. I don't know what that was, but as a Chabad, I actually didn't ask a Chabad, any of my Chabad acquaintances if that's how they do. Our designated Chabadnik is not here today. Maybe we'll ask him. So, but anyways, that is regarding the having more tuot. In source 15, the book of Rav Sternbach, so he mentions another tua, which is known as hatua timanit, or also known as kol hamitraesh. He says that this is a source which is actually brought in many places, Rav Sadia Gaon and the Migdal Oz. I'll just say Baal Peh. And I think, I'm not really sure, but I think also the Chevron that they're mafid to do that true, I'm not really sure. And that is a Torah Timanit. A Torah Timanit is not broken bits of Tumitin. It's not tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. It is one long sound, but it goes up and down. It's... That is the way they do the Truah. They don't break it. They have one long one that goes up and down. I actually saw it in YouTube. I forgot to bring my computer with me. But if you check in YouTube, right, Truah Timanit, you could actually hear it. It's very, very fascinating. And it's also very, very nice because actually it sounds very authentic as a cry. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Doesn't really sound like crying. It's like, it really does sound like crying. So he says, sorry? I don't know how to blow anything. Even the most simplest key I can't do. So I assume it also is, but Truah to begin with, I as far as I understand, is always the hardest one. I mean, more than Shvarim, for sure, than Tkiah, it's...
It's hard to keep character.
What? Sorry? So that's what they do as much as they can without counting, because just for sure to be Yotze. Why time? What's the problem? Sometimes he says, and listen, this is enough. You could do this, but you have to stop it. Things go.
Doesn't everything have to equal?
It has to equal, but if it goes longer, it's not that bad. So why should he stop him? It does. Also, in the Chidam, you're right. It's always a minimum. Chabad or Machpid, if you have a long Truah, so have a long Tkiah. But you have to do it as long as it takes to do 9 Tumitin. I did 50 Tumitin, I don't care.
So I can do the Tkiah 4 seconds, the Truah 12 seconds.
Yeah? Yeah. Chabad says that if you did that, they were a Machpid. That's source 14. But my say, it is okay, because Allah says, this is enough.
Isn't it the other way around?
In the Chinami.
But the Truah has to, I mean...
Yeah, you think so?
I think the Kiyah...
Has to be?
The Kiyah has to be shorter.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. That has to be. I mean, it's all in minimum timing. So if you have a longer Truah, I mean, otherwise, what's the Chiddush of the Chabad?
Which one reigns supreme? In advance, you don't know what you're going to do with Truah.
You're building a show for
myself.
Ah, for yourself, okay. Ah, okay, that's good. Okay, I hope that there wasn't any problem with the recording. Okay, so that is regarding Truah. We have three opinions how it goes, or the long one, Rav Shumbach says, although it's very, very nice, the Truah Timanit, our minhag is to have the separate ones, and we should follow that, because that is our minhag. What is a shever? What is a shever? So there are actually two ways to do a shvorim. According to the Rishonim, according to Tosfot, so from his question to Rashi, clearly he held that a shever is actually a blast, just shorter than a tkiah. If a tkiah is two, so a shever is two, 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 three shorter blasts than the tkiah. That is according to Tosfot. And because of that, he asked him, it's very, very hard. If you're saying that a tkiah is already three tumatin, and one tumatin is one Truah, so in that case, shvorim has to be exactly two tumatin. It's very, very hard, because in that case, it's vanished in the middle between a Truah and a tkiah. So obviously, from his question, he held that how is a shever? Just a simple blast. Two, two, two. That has to be according to Tosfot, right? That's his question. However, says Rav Shturbach, that if that is the Pshat and Tosfot, so see in the fourth line, in Source 16, Yesh ritmua al minhag bnei Rusya velita lehariya bekol tu'utu. Right? In the Yeshiva Welt, not here, as far as I remember from last year. So we have a shever, actually is nishbar, it breaks. It's a tkiah that breaks in the middle. Tu, tu, Yeah, you break it in the middle. You have ways of breaking it. It could be tu'u, tu'u, tu'u. Or it could be tu'u, 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 tu'u. There are all kinds of ways of how to do it. It's either tu'u, tu'u, or utu, utu, or tu'u, 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 tu'u. You break it in the middle. It's not a simple voice, but rather you break it in the middle. That's the shevel. So according to Tosfot, it's for sure not true. Because in that case, his question against Rashi doesn't start. Because he'll say, wait a second, shevel could be, it sounds like a tkia? No, it cannot. Because it's going to break in the middle. Tu, tu, tu. It's totally different than a tkia, which is tu, which is one simple blast. But, so Tosfot for sure held, it's a regular simple blast. Tu, tu, tu. But according to the meaning of Russia and Lita and the Yeshiva Velt, so no, it's a different voice that actually breaks. And he says, Rav Sternbach in Source 16, in the Kuntres Tkiah Kelecha Veidu, so he brings that he also found in the word in the writings of the Ramban that the voice of the Shever is actually fundamentally different than the simple Tkiah, and also maybe that's also Pshat and Rashi, maybe also Rashi held that way, and because of that, it wasn't a problem for him to say that, yeah, that's true as three Tumitin. Tkiah is also the sound, the length of three Tumitin, and a Shever, maybe he holds as that it's a broken voice. So Shvorim, you have two ways of Shvorim. Did somebody here ever hear a broken shevel? I did. I mean, I grew up in that kind of shevel.
One time I heard Rabbi Gemara about shevel, but not here. On one of them, I don't remember the shevel, but I didn't remember the shevel. He did something different.
Really?
And I went up to him and he said, yeah, I forgot what I was doing. I forgot where it was. Like, it was a definite sound. It was, maybe it was by the true, but I think it was more by the shevel.
Man, yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Like, that's not the way to do it.
Interesting.
Like, yeah.
I know some people that actually combine. They want to be Yose no matter what. So they do, let's say, 30 with the 2, 2, 2, and they do the other 30 with 2, 2, 2, in order to be Yose, all Shitos. So why not? So some do that. Usually, I think a regular shul does not do that. They want to have a regular tkia and with a regular shever without any confusion. The Shulchan Aruch says in Source 17 that if you want to have more than three shvorim, it is okay. So if you want to have two, 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 or two, 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 you can do that. It's fine. However, Mishnah Berurah says that some poskim are machmir to have only three. So because of that, we Ashkenazim should try not to have more than three shvorim. So if you have four shvorim, it's not the end of the world, but kedai to have only three, two, 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 or two, 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 however you do a shevel. Here, I think it's simple blasts. Okay? That is regarding a shevel. Now, let's discuss a bit about shvorim trua. So shvorim trua, again, it's all dependent on how you do the trua and the shevel, as we previously learned, but here the machlokas is regarding the breathing of the shvorim trua. The Ramban says in Source 19, that he says, ושוב מצאתי בתשובת רבנו תם, שלושה שברים בנשימה אחת עבדינן, דמקום תרועה קיימי. The three שברים should be with one breath. Two, two, two. Don't breathe in the middle. Two, two, two. Don't do that. It has to be one breath. אבל ג' שברים בתרועה דתשרת, לא מסתברא דגנוחי ויעלו לבחד הנשימה, לא מסתברא דגנוחי ויעלו לבחד הנשימה, לא עבדי אינשי. So he says that it usually, that he says, in a shvorim trua, you should breathe in the middle. So you should do, tu, 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 you should breathe between the shvorim and the trua. That is according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But Ramban says, ain't v'av nechonim, sorry, I think you're wrong, that tu'ai, ve'iv shalot b'hefsek, b'shum ponim. Since this is one voice, don't have any hefsek at all in between. So it has to be all together, tu, 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 tu. Don't breathe between the shvorim and the trua. Okay? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, breathe in the middle, because that's the way people actually cry. They breathe in between. But, according to Ramban, no, since it's all one voice, it should all be together without any breath in between. Halacha Maaseh, what do we do? So, in Source 20, the Shulchan Aruch says, and of course, the shvorim should be in one breath, but the shlosh shvorim v'trua, the tashrat, so he says, it's a machlokas. Some say, don't breathe in between. And some say, breathe in between. What should a person who is Yirei Shemayim should do? He should do both, he says, Shulchan Aruch. Yere Shemaim Yitzeh Dekulam, Bitkiyod Meyushav Yaseh, Benshima Achat. Ubitkiyod Meumad, Yaseh Bishte Neshimot. Since we have, Baruch Hashem, so many redundant and unnecessary tkios, let's at least take advantage of them and be Yoseh all Shitos. So the first 30, do it with one breath. Right, the tkiyot miyushav, do it with one, do it with a breath in between, two, and the one during davening. So do it, doing two breaths. So I was wrong. The first one was two, and during davening, doing it with two breaths, breathing, then two, breathe again, two. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says do both of them. Rama is cholek. Rama says I'm nehega peshut. The common practice is to do all of them, both the first ones and the second ones, do it with a breath in between the Teruah, the Shvorim and the Teruah. The common practice is to do as Shulchan Aruch suggests, that you should, the first one, do without any breathing in between, two, and the second one you should do it with a breathing in between in order to be yotze all shitos.
And you're only doing 30 somebody.
Sorry.
You're only doing 30.
So if you're Ashkenazi, I think it would be better to have two breaths, right? Because the Rama says that's in English shanot. I wonder according to Sephardi, what should you do? Yeah. But let me say, I don't think anyone says it's mamish me'akev, as opposed to the length of a trua. I'm not really sure if it's mamish me'akev. So it says verse 21. B'diavad gam le'de'ay masad nishmachat yetsa. Elachatchila svir le'ayin chazatam. Yeah, okay. Let me say everything's okay. So yeah. Now the neshima achat also that has two opinions. And also this, in Chevron, you do all the shittos possible. Not in Chevron, I'm assuming also in other places. What? Not Belachash, but that's not as important, blowing during the Belachash. No, so in Chevron we did, I assume, I don't remember exactly, but I assume we did the first 30 B'nishima Achas, two, and then the ones during davening, during Chazos HaShatz, we did with the Nishima in between. And after that, I don't remember what we did. Honestly, I don't remember what we did. I don't remember. But also the Nishima Achas, there are two ways of doing it. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is in Source 21 in Sif Koton Yudchet, so I'll just say it Be'al Peh because the time is really starting to run. So Mishnah Berurah says that even the opinion that says do it with one breath, two, have some kind of hefsek between the Shvorim and the Trua. Don't do two, have some kind of hefsek between the Shvorim and the Trua. Because that, in order to distinguish between the Shvorim and the Trua. But the Chazon Ish says, in Source 22, he says, I highly disagree with Hagaon Reish Yud Mem Hei, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, which is the Chafetz Chaim, who says in Mishnah Berurah, you should have some kind of hefsek. I said, no, I think the Shvorim Teruah should be immediately, do, without any hefsek whatsoever between the Shvorim and the Teruah. So one who wants to be machmir, so yes, they do everything. So what did he do? I'll tell you what to do. So they'll do the first 30 Nishimi Achas with a hefsek. The second 30 with two nishimot, with a breath in between Shvorim and Teruah, and the other 30 will be like the Chazon Ish, in order to be, you always say all shittos. It's those who want to be machmir, it's a fun chag for them, Rosh Hashanah, to hear more and more tkios in all kind of variations and ways. So that is Shvorim Teruah. It has to be two breaths, and even if it has to be one breath, how do you do the one breath? That's also another machloket. Okay, so we learn about Teruah, Shvorim, and Shvorim Teruah. The simple lachos of tkiyah in Source 23 is very simple, as we said previously, that the length of the tkiyah has to be like the length of the Trua, which is in between. So Trua is the time of 9 Trumitin. Atkia of that part has to be also 9 Trumitin. Shvorim, so we want it to be also more or less between 6 to 9 Trumitin, all of them together. So also the Tkia should be between 6 to 9 Trumitin, all together, do 9. Shvorim Trua is both Shvorim and Trua, 18 Trumitin. So it has to be longer, like the time of 18 Trumitin. How much is that? So a person told me this morning that he heard it's supposed to be 6 seconds to do the Tkia of Shvorim Trua. I told that person, I think it's a bit of an exaggeration, very much of an exaggeration. I think the poskim, which is the common practice, I think, by many, to try to have 4 seconds for Shvorim Trua. But I read in a certain book that the person used a computer to measure how long does it take to do less than a second. Less than a second. So in that case, the Tkia of Trua could be less than a second too. And also the Shvorim. And the Shvorim Trua could be 2 seconds. So lemaisa, we are trying to be machmir. Sorry? What? I did take that in consideration. You know, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. Not really sure. And I don't remember if you take the Nishima Achas and the extra Nishima in consideration. I don't remember. But it makes sense. How long is it? How long is that? I don't know. So person used a computer, it was less than a second. So Shvarim took could be 2 seconds. Let me say, if you see here, I brought here from Rav Rimon. This is his guidelines during the time of COVID of how long to be tekiya. So he says that tekiya of Shvorim Trua should be between 4 and 5 seconds, and the tekiya of Shvorim Trua should be between 2 and 2.5 seconds. But Lemaisa, I personally feel, I mean, the Mitzvah says 9 Tumatin is not a long time, so also a second I think could be okay. I don't think I would ask the Chazan to repeat himself because of that. I don't think it would. Personally, but we'll see. We'll see what we're going to do. But again, even if he does, it doesn't. But again, he doesn't have to do it. He has to do 6, 9 Trumitin. He did a longer one? Okay, that's his problem. But the tkiya doesn't have to be so long. If you're a Chabadnik, so you have to make sure it's the same thing. You have to make sure, if you want to make sure. But you don't have to. So that is that is the length of the tkiya. It's always the length of what's in between. So Shvorim Trua is 9 Trumitin, between a second and 2 seconds, not 6 seconds. And the Shvorim Trua, so that is around 6 seconds. So the tkiya would be around, that would be around 4 or 5 seconds. I think even less. So the tkiya would be fine. Okay? Are we good? Everything is clear. Biski Chuvis in source 26, he just mentions that the b'di'evit, if a person did a tkiya of tashrat only 9 kochos, it's fine b'di'evit. And if he did only of 6 kochos in shvorim, it's b'di'evit okay. And for a truas only of 3 kochos, it's b'seder. Why? Because all those things are like Rashi, right? According to Rashi, the trua is 2-2-2. So if you do a tkiya with that length, b'di'evit is fine. Shvorim has to be 2 tumetin. So 3 shvorim are 6 tumetin. So if you have a tkiya of 2-2-2-2-2-2, so in that case, that'll be enough also, b'di'evit. And so let me say, it'll be very, very hard to find that tkiya was too short, that you have to ask him to repeat himself. It'll be very, very hard, because according to Rashi, for sure it'll be okay. And also, the Mitzvah says that's not that much. Okay, just a few more minor halachos regarding the voice of the shofar. Shlomo Ilbach says that in source 28, Otet, so he says that some were machmir, that if the voice changed in the middle from a deep voice to a, how do you say, a what? A high voice. So in that case, some wanted maybe to repeat it, but the man said you don't have to. So if you started, it's fine. I mean, as long as it's one straight voice. If it breaks, then it might be a problem because maybe it's shrugging. But if it's one voice, but it just became from a deep voice to a high voice, so it's not a reason to repeat herself. Okay? Any questions until now? No, very good. So now let's see, just in the last page, I brought here the rules of Tkiya Shofar, how it is brought in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. I find it to be very, very useful. I will just explain Baal Peh, when do we actually repeat the tkios? Okay, so in the bottom page, I brought just a line, for example, of tashrat, 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 right? Tkiyah, shvam, tkiyah, 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 shvam, tkiyah, tkiyah. I brought, for example. So let's say we're now in the middle, right? Let's say we're now in the middle of the second line, okay? No matter what, under any circumstances, we do not need to go one line above. Never. There's no need to go to one line above. If you have any kind of mistake, you have a suffix, the most you'll actually ever go back is the beginning of the line that you're at. But let's say you're on the second line, there's no mistake you could possibly do that will bring you back to the previous line. So that's one thing to remember, that you never go back to the previous line. The most you'll go back to will be to the beginning of the line. Okay? So now please use actually also this one, this page. I think we'll actually use this page. This is a very, very easy and nice chart that made HaRav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, tremendous Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, the chief rabbi of Gush Etzion, and publisher of many, many nice halachic books. So, I'm just wondering how to do this. So let's actually go with his chart. See what happens if you make a mistake in tkiyos. So let's start with the first tkiyah, right? You have a line. As you said, you never go back to the previous line. So you're now, let's say, in the second line. You're down the first tkiyah. And this tkiyah, you don't know if it's a good tkiyah. You don't know if it's a good tkiyah. It might be good. It might not be good. No matter what, you could repeat it. Repeat it. You have nothing to lose. It's for sure not good. It's maybe not good. Repeat the same tkiyah. That's fine. That's the first.
Continue. You look to
Tkiyah
and the Balmarish would happen with it.
You
just won't say
Teruah. No, you'll say Tkiyah. Yeah, again, I'll say Tkiyah again. Yeah, you'll bring the I don't know what. But yeah, but whatever it is, that's. I don't know where you duff it. But, well, you're Baal Tekiah is a victim of Chacham, as we know, he is. Okay, that is regarding the first Tkiyah. Let's go to the second chart, when you have a mistake in the Shvorim, or in the Teruah, or in the Shvorim Teruah. Okay. Tekela b'Shvorim, b'Teruah b'Shvorim Teruah. If you do a voice, which is for sure not good, you said, Shvorim, what are you doing? It's not good, I said Teruah. Or it's not Teruah. You're saying Teruah, and he's doing, this is not a kosher voice. What are you doing? You're not supposed to do this at all. So in that case, you could repeat that voice. If it's a voice which is for sure not good, so in that case, repeat the voice. Okay? If it's, and no need to go all the way back to the beginning of the line, this is, sorry. Wait. Sorry. I just gave a bad example. If you said true, and it's volume. No. You said true, but whatever came out was not good. It wasn't a kosher voice. It was not a good voice. It's nothing. It's not a shvorim. It's absolutely nothing. Repeat that voice. That's okay. However, if a kosher voice came out, or a different voice came out, or a suffix good voice came out, you go all the way back to the beginning of the line. Why? Because let's say you said trua. It was supposed to be trua. And it did shvorim. So now he's going to do actually shvorim trua instead of trua. And each trua has to have a tkiyah before and tkiyah after. So you put something in between that is a good, valid voice, but it's a wrong voice, or it's a suffix good voice. Because of the suffix, we are concerned that maybe the right trua won't have a tkiyah before and after. So what do we ask you to do? Go to the beginning and do again tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. So if you have in the middle a voice with a suffix good voice, or it is a good voice, but it's the wrong voice. So in that case, you go to the beginning of the line. When do you only repeat that tkiyah? Only if it's something which is absolutely worthless. You know this is nothing, right? Instead of shvorim, it wasn't even too good shvorim. No. So you have to repeat it. Okay? Go back. No. If that was absolutely nothing, so you could do, you could stay in the middle. Right? So it's kind of funny. If it's something which is for sure not good, only the voice. But if it's something which might be good, go all the way to the beginning because of the suffix. Don't repeat only that voice, go all the way to the beginning. And that is in the beginning. What? So no good. Because in that case, you have now Shvorim Teruah, tkia, which is no good. You have to have tkia, tshuva tkia. So in that case, go all the way back to the beginning, all the way back to the beginning of the line. Sorry? No. So you're banging on it. You said shvorim. He did tu. What are you doing? He did back in trua, and it's like kosher trua. So I'm banging twice, once. I don't know what the side will be. And you tell the batul keh, go back to the beginning of the line, and then in that case it'll be good. Tkia shvor, tkia trua, tkia. Whatever. So if it's a suffix good trua, so in that case also go to the beginning. No, only if it's something which is nothing. It came out, it's not good. So just do the voice again. Our concern is that you might by accident have a trua, trua, tkia. And it's no good, because you have to have a tkia, trua, tkia. Right? So if you have a suffix good voice, or a different voice, so go to the beginning of the line. Okay? And the final tkia, that's back to the first chart, if you have a tekala in the last tkia in the line. So, if it is a suffix good tkia, so you could do it. You could do again a tkia, because there's no problem doing a good tkia after a good tkia. It's not a problem, right? Let's say the last tkia, I'm not sure if it's good enough, if it's long enough, so do it again. If it was a bad tkia, very good. You had to repeat it. If it was actually a good tkia, there's no problem of doing a tkia after a tkia. Right? Our problem was only that the trua has to be between two tkias. We're doing a tkia, tkia, tkia. It's not that bad. So in that case, if you're a mesupak, so in that case, do that tkia again. You have nothing to lose. But if you said tkia, then he's doing tu, tu, tu. What are you doing? You're doing a different voice entirely? Back to the line. Because again, you have to have a proper tkia. You have to have before and after the trua. So if you did it back to a different voice, so that makes you go back to the beginning of the line. So in my Yishuv in Israel, and that's what I just took from Israel from my Yishuv in Hebron. So I think what we did was one bang is the same voice again, two bangs is back to the line. But again, you never go back to the previous line. That's completely unnecessary. That's it. Are we okay? Are the sounds and voices of the Tua. Yeah, understood? Any questions?
I just want to go back to, I think you were going to relate more about Sisra. I just want to mention one thing that I seem to recall, maybe I'm recalling it incorrectly, but it's a commentary from the art school, Moxor, said that Sisra's mother actually whimpered and wailed 101 times, I think.
No, I think she was 99 times. And she was 100? It was 101? She was 101? If she had another one, I don't remember how it goes. You're right. If she had the extra one, so she would have achieved something.
No, I think it's like, so we give her one because, yeah, she's still a mother. Like, yeah, she had one to cry about. But we do 100. If she did 101, we do 100.
Okay.
Let me clarify my question. Like, why? Well, Part of the question was differentiation, because the explanation is less clear than you are, and I'm not fawning on my career for many years. But the other question is simply, why use that as a standard?
Yeah. So it's a lot of chomer ledrush about it. So some say that you see how a genuine mother behaves. We want to also show that we are sons of a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
A Jewish antecedent.
Hey, so it's a good question. So there is a lot of literature on it. There really is. There's a lot on it. So I could try to find you something specific, but many discussed it. You have Sif Sichayim, you have many.
Example of a Roman who gets slapped as a way of learning proper Jewish.